We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Alex Reamer Show.
I've always loved Kyrie from before I met him to when I became his teammate to even now. I've always thought he was special. I think he has a, there's a reason why it's really only 24 of us here this weekend. And he's here for a reason. So the phone call, more than for me, I think just to see his growth. You know, it takes a real man and a real person to understand who they are to be able to call or to do anything and be able to see their wrongdoings or believe they had some wrongdoings and then be able to come to grips with that and be able either to apologize or say that at that point in time I thought I was ready for something but I really wasn't. And I'm not here to, I really don't want to talk about it too much because it's not for everybody. It's not for the media to be able to say the right things and you know how you guys like to do it. Not saying you particularly, you Dave. Like, I know you guys, but I don't know everybody here. I love Kyrie. I love everything about Kyrie. I've loved his family. And I definitely love his shoes and his game. And my kids love his shoes and his game, too. So
so that was LeBron James talking to Kyrie Irving, putting on explaining the TV, or the phone conversation, rather, from his vantage point, talking about how Kyrie showed a lot of personal growth. Yeah, he showed a lot of personal growth, and that's what that was about. It wasn't about making Instagram videos to Fetty Wap, rewind, tagging Kyrie's Insta. It wasn't meant to muddy the waters and get Kyrie out there. And it wasn't meant to do, you know, and maybe then sow doubt in the Celtics' minds that Kyrie would stay, which would lead Anthony Davis, Rich Paul's client, steer him even more towards the Lakers. There was nothing underhanded about this at all. It was just Kyrie showing growth. I like LeBron James a lot. He's an incredible player. I think the best ever. I don't want to do LeBron MJ, but I think LeBron is better. A more talented player. How about that? I don't know, better winner, but a more talented player. He makes the finals every year, so I don't know how much more winning you want him to do. And off the court, I love him. He's an athlete who takes a stand. I think he fights for the right things. He's had the microscope on him since he was 16 years old, and he's never erred once. So, I mean, really hard to find issue with LeBron James, except when it's stuff like this. This, as I was referencing last hour, this whole Rich Paul, Anthony Davis, Kyrie, LeBron thing is just... And it's players flexing their muscle, but then again, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's an agent... being used as an operative to serve the purposes of just one high profile client, LeBron James. LeBron is flexing his muscle, and everybody else around the league has to fall into place. That's kind of what you get here, you know. Especially if Davis publicly rebukes Rich Paul. Now, I think that Davis wanted to go to the Lakers too, and this is Davis's way of. Paul is your attack dog, so to speak, or your leaker, I guess, would be the more would be the better phrasing here. He's your leaker who's leaking things to the press. I want to go to the – oh, he's only going to go to the Lakers, and Anthony Davis can go out and know where that's coming from. But then maybe that's also Rich Paul trying to serve LeBron, too, and pushing Anthony Davis in that direction and going – you know, LeBron really wants you there, man. And LeBron is Rich Paul's number one meal ticket. Is then that Rich Paul trying to exert influence over Anthony Davis, which is, of course, the opposite way a client-agent relationship should exist. So this stuff, the last few weeks, just clearly has Rich Paul's fingertips all over it. And it's hard for me to then take LeBron genuinely about any of this stuff. Kyrie called me and it shows great growth. And that's my takeaway. Okay, sure. But also, how do we know this wasn't part of some elaborate ploy with LeBron and Rich Paul that Kyrie is somehow involved in? Because let's remember, too, Kyrie Irving fed into these rumors as well with his I don't know anybody bleep. So in October, you guarantee you're re-signing with the Celtics. I'll come back if you'll have me. And then February, You go, I don't know anybody bleep, ask me July 1. Like, okay. So Kyrie certainly fed into these rumors as well, but it's just, it just comes across as LeBron trying to pull the puppet strings of the rest of the NBA, and credit to the Pelicans and Gail Benson and Mickey Loomis and their ownership. The Pelicans did not give in. They did not bend to the pressure. They did not acquiesce to these trade demands and these anonymous reports that Davis is only going to re-sign with the Lakers or the Bucks. You know, the Lakers and a team that has no chance of trading for him or keeping him if they do get him. And the Pelicans didn't, they didn't bluff. They said, okay, well, you're under our control till 2020, so you can make all the noise you want. You can leak all you want to Adrian Wojnarowski, but, you know, and Brian Windhorst. But the bottom line is, we hold the cards here, and I like that move from the Pelicans. If they're interested in getting the most value for Anthony Davis, of course they'll wait till the summer when the Celtics have the most to offer, and it shouldn't be surprising to anybody that now Davis's tune is changing publicly, where now he's going on the record in front of the media at All-Star Weekend and saying, oh no, Celtics are on my list. They were never not on my list. Well, okay, maybe they were never not on your list, but at one point they weren't on Rich Paul's list. And I think Davis wasn't on this too, but this may have been too a situation where LeBron was exerting his influence and trying to really just push everybody in one direction, which I'm usually for player power, but that does leave a bit of a sour taste in my mouth. Tim and Attleboro is on this topic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
What's up?
We get you off speaker.
Thanks.
You know, when I first heard this probably a week ago, and I was thinking as if I was a Pelicans fan, and that, like, there was a game that, a 2-point game that he, like, sat out the fourth quarter. I was like, if I was a season ticket holder, I would be like, I want my money back. And then you look at the point of the Pelicans, they don't want him hurt either, so they don't want to really play him. But as much as the commissioner of the NFL is kind of like a no mind, I think he would put more stuff on the teams or fine the teams for the way the NBA are talking among players like LeBron, throwing out stuff, talking to different players, Magic talking to the right. 76ers players, Ben Simmons.
Well, Magic admitted to talking to Ben Simmons, which is unbelievable.
Right, exactly. And if you were like the owners of the Celtics or Danny Ainge, it would be like, hey, something has to be done where they got to, like, say, at one time, you're probably not old enough, but, like, in the 70s, I'm an old person, but 58, but they stopped us from getting some of the Oakland Athletics that were going to come to the Red Sox back in the day, and for them same reasons. So the NBA has to do something. Because if you're a fan of the lower teams that aren't the Lakers or the Celtics that have...
Yeah, but Tim, the league has always been like that, though. The power has always been concentrated with just a few teams in the NBA, usually from power cities.
Right, right. But the thing is, you can't have GMs like Magic going out and talking to different players. And, you know, they want to go to Hollywood and make the movies and stuff. So they have to do something that evens out the playing field for the lesser teams, the lesser market, the big.
What do you do?
Teams.
What do you do? You prohibit. How can you prohibit players from signing in certain places or getting traded to certain places?
They're going to have to enforce the salary cap and just say when there is stuff, when Magic's talking this stuff, they have to start fining them big money and say, look, you can't do this. As much as social media is a lot bigger today than it has been even 5-10 years ago with Twitter and everything else, they have to do something because a lot of players don't want to come to Boston because of the weather. I mean, it's like...
All right, Tim, thanks. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Heard a bit of an echo there. Thanks, though. Well, Magic Johnson reached out to Ben Simmons and Elton Brand, Sixers GM now, blocked that move. So that's what Tim was referencing. I just don't know what the league can do. I just don't know what the league can do in terms of stopping this. You can't block players from signing with certain teams in free agency, and you can't stop players from demanding trades. I mean, Tim mentions there should be monetary consequences. Well, Rich Paul and Anthony Davis were fined $50,000 for the public trade demands. So, but, you know, are $50,000 fines, even $100,000 fines, are they going to deter these guys from trying to orchestrate the league to their liking? Probably not. I would say, though, to Tim, it doesn't really work, right? So this idea of this big LeBron-Rich Paul orchestrated collusion get people to Los Angeles, it failed last summer with Paul George. He re-signed with the Thunder. May fail with Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. It's certainly not a guarantee that he goes to the Lakers this offseason. That's why you have all this Anthony Davis talk, because Kawhi Leonard is not a sure thing to go out there. So it failed with Paul George. It might fail with Leonard. It did not prohibit the Spurs from dealing Leonard to the Raptors, where they felt they could get the best return. And here, Davis is still a member of the Pelicans. The Pelicans didn't budge, and he could very well go to the Celtics this summer, where Irving, if Davis is here, will almost certainly re-sign, unless something catastrophic happens between now and then. So it hasn't worked. You know, and Durant going to the Warriors is a different thing, because that's an example of where a guy just got a better job. Right? I mean, there was no Rich Paul LeBron stuff there. That was Durant. Leaves the Thunder, sees an opportunity with the Warriors. They have the space to sign him. He goes, and he got a better job. It's you don't like it as a fan, because it comes across as taking the easy way out, but it really is a guy's a free agent, and he goes to the best place for him. So I never an issue with Durant. This Anthony Davis stuff, and by extension Kyrie stuff, again, the Celtics this week report came out, feel like Rich Paul was planting these Kyrie to the Knicks rumors to steer Davis further away from the Celtics, to sow doubt in the Celtics' minds that Irving would remain with them and help get Davis to the Lakers before the deadline. That stuff is crossing a different level, because then that is agents, that is other players, that is real collusion. Using the media as a way to get your message out there. There's a hell of a story to be written as well about all these NBA insiders are just used. I mean, if that's true, where the Celtics believe that Rich Paul was orchestrating these Kyrie rumors and stoking these Kyrie to the Knicks reports, these NBA insiders are just getting used, getting totally used. And then it lends way to a bigger question about the state of the industry, like, where's the value in that? You know, where are these insiders, NBA insiders, NFL insiders, they're inside everywhere. They know what's going on. They'll regurgitate what executives tell them, what agents tell them, what league officials tell them. They won't vet the statements. They'll just go out and blurt it. Well, then you run into problem. You run into problems where you have an agent with Rich Paul and with a clear agenda trying to steer the league in one direction, where we don't know how much truth there is. I mean, Anthony Davis goes out there today and says, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. The Celtics were always on my list. They were never not on my list. Or even Kyrie Irving. How genuine are those efforts with Irving? And it's these NBA insiders being used as LeBron Rich Paul PR reporting all this stuff. So I think it's an example of the drawbacks of this insider culture we have here. Let's go to Alex in Lexington. Alex.
Yes, Alex. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, I'm so glad that you're back talking sports. You kind of have a good take on the sports and politics. I might have to say. But you do have a great sense of humor. You did say, oh, Obama was a good president, or the best president for all Americans.
He was.
That was kind of humorous. That was quite enlightening.
What do we have on Anthony Davis, Alex?
Well, Anthony Davis, he was never out of the... Celtics were never out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. So that's kind of like... That's kind of perpetuated in the sports world that... You know, he was going to the Lakers, and that was it. Lakers really have very little chance of getting him with the, and I think you mentioned it, with the assets that Celtics have, and the fact that they haven't traded him in the midseason, that just shows that, you know, he most likely, I mean, anything can happen, I guess, but most likely he's coming to the Celtics.
Yeah, and Alex. The only thing that matters is the Pelicans want to get the best package possible for Anthony Davis, then the Celtics are the clear-cut favorites. They are. They can offer a package that's better than Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and Kyle Kuzma. Just throw Jason Tatum in there, and that package wins. And by the way, I don't know if it's a guarantee that Tatum goes to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. What if the Celtics can build a package around Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart? That Grizzlies pick, I know draft pick talk, we all roll our eyes, but that Grizzlies pick, with Memphis dealing away Marc Gasol, I believe it's top 8 protected this year, top 6 protected in 2020. then unprotected in 2021. So if the Grizzlies are now a lottery team, there's a chance that that unprotected pick in 2021 is yours, and then that theoretically is the most valuable trade chip of all, maybe. So teams love the high draft pick. They love the possibility of the unknown. So maybe you can build an attractive package around that, and you don't have to include Tatum. I don't think Danny Ainge explicitly told, well, Del Demps, but Del Demps is fired now, so it doesn't matter, I guess. But, you know, I don't think Ainge explicitly told the Pelicans, you can definitely have Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis, because that would be totally, that would be professionally negligent and professionally stupid, quite frankly, professionally careless. Then Tatum has to read his name and reports, and that's a factor of this too. I don't know how much it affects the Celtics on the court. Certainly some great wins this week with all the rumors continuing to swirl around, and Davis and Tatum played well, rather. But that's something too. Just what does that do to a locker room where if you're a young guy like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, you now have to read your name in trade reports for the next 3-4 months. Trade reports where, again, you're wondering, where is this information coming from? Whose interests are being served? And, of course, that's always the case when you have people leaking stuff to the press. They're doing it to serve a purpose. We've learned that from watching the Trump administration, certainly, with all the infighting. But still, you know, if this is all just Rich Paul and LeBron cooking all this stuff up, it's not a great commentary on these so-called NBA insiders if they're just kind of doing PR for one guy and his agent. Mark is in New Hampshire. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys, hold on. Let me catch you off of speakerphone.
Okay, thank you. Are we off speaker, Mark?
No, I'm with you. Hold on.
Okay, it's not that hard.
Here we go, I found it. All right.
Excellent. What's going on, man?
Thank you. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. I got a comment and a question, and I'll hang up and let you respond, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. My comment is I think David Price, the reason, I don't mean to switch gears, but I think
sure.
The reason he's changing numbers is because he can see the writing on the wall, and I'm sure it's been said before, but I'd like to say it again. I think Price can see the writing on the wall that Dewey Evans is going to get his number retired early next year.
Wait, Mark.
All right.
What?
All right.
He's his number's going to get retired?
I think so.
Why?
Dewey Evans, what a career he had. Fantastic.
Oh, Dewey Evans' number. Okay, that meant
right.
David Price's
24.
Number.
Hello?
Well, you
Alex,
said hit. Mark.
Is this you, Alex?
Mark, before,
yes,
you, before
yes.
you yell. Mark! Took you 40 seconds to get off speaker, so please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're off
speaker. You said his number without specifying who you were talking about, so I assumed it was
no,
Price.
Dewey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay.
And my comment is, what will it take to get Kyler Murray from the Oklahoma Sooners?
To the Patriots?
Yeah, what will it take?
Well, they'd have to trade up and have a top 10 pick.
Brady. I'm going to hang up and let you respond.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. Wow, so much to sift through there. Number one, so David Price changes number this week from 24 to 10. Is that correct, Bridget? It's now number 10, David Price?
That's correct.
Okay. He doesn't explain why he changed number either. He's been kind of mum on that. He ended the mystery the other day. Shame on me for not knowing this. But no, I don't think that David Price is... I don't think that Dewey Evans' possible number retirement is the reason why. So here we go. So David Price's son is named Xavier. X equals 10 in Roman numerals. So that's why David Price changed his number. Okay. And P. Dave tweeted at someone this afternoon and goes... You've cracked the code. Well done. You are right. Thank you. Yes. So Xavier is Price's son. X is 10. So that's why David Price is 10. I'm going to buy that explanation versus the Dewey Evans comparison. As far as Patriots and Kyler Murray, no. No, the Patriots are not trading up for a top 10 pick to draft Kyler Murray. I'm on the record saying I don't want the Patriots drafting a quarterback this year. Nope, I don't. You're going to sign Brady to an extension, get him here through 2020. I think 2021. Let's say it's 2021. You can draft a quarterback, develop a quarterback in 2020. Right now, you're still going to win more. You're looking to win more championships. You're looking for championship number seven, Super Bowl number seven. You have a dearth of talent at receiver, at tight end, especially if Gronkowski retires. Trey Flowers walks. You're going to need another pass rusher. I think Trent Brown is gone, and I don't love Isaiah Wynn as your lone left tackle. Maybe draft another guy for the left side of the line. There are just too many holes on this Patriots team right now for me to feel good about them spending a top pick on a quarterback. I know they have a number of picks in the first few rounds, but no, no. This is a year where you hold off on the Brady replacement. You traded Garoppolo. I think you made a five-year pledge that Tom Brady would be your guy for 5 years, and that takes you to about 2021, which is what I think it's going to be for Tom Brady. Rico's in Portsmouth. Rico.
Hi, yeah. I'd like to make a comment. My house. So people have been calling in, and they've been saying that, you know, all these players are not going to go to the White House, but people forget that Tim Thomas did not want to go meet President Obama.
Right.
Purely because of politics. He said that he didn't want to meet him because of his politics did not agree with him. So if players choose not to go to the White House based on whatever reason they don't want to go to the White House, it's justified. So I don't understand why all of a sudden people are upset that, hey, these players who think the president doesn't think the same of them doesn't want to go to the White House.
Because they're snowflakes. They can't handle it, Rico. That's why.
They're being ostracized by the notion of, hey, maybe this guy called a couple NFL players SOBs.
I didn't even mention that. Yep.
For taking a knee during the national anthem. But yet, that is a First Amendment right that's granted to everybody.
Yeah, so, I mean, Rico, we're up against it. But yeah, I mean, Trump, I mentioned birtherism. I mentioned the Mexicans are rapists and criminals and the border wall stuff, the fake emergency at the border, even though statistics show that illegal immigration way, way down, border apprehensions way, way down. But so if I'm Hector Velasquez from Mexico, yeah, I can see why I wouldn't want to go. But yeah, you mentioned, again, birtherism, very fine people on both sides, bleep hole countries, the kneeling players or SOBs. It goes on and on and on. I mean, there's too many to mention as to why there would be the racial lines that have been drawn in terms of who's attending the White House and who isn't. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Alex Reamer Show.
So, little inside radio here. There's one producer for these night and weekend shows. It's Bridget today. Whenever we go anywhere to Trump or the White House visit or anything like that, it is like you need a protective vest in that producer's booth, fielding the calls. And the angry people who make it on the air, they should hear the people who don't make it on the air. Correct?
Yeah, I had to hang up. Yeah, there was a few guys that hung up on you, but I hung up on a few people before they could even
see,
get on.
If you want to get on here, you got to get through Bridget. That's how we do it. I say that to say this. I've kept off talking about the Kaepernick story today for a couple of reasons. Number one, frankly, it just bores me. I find it so boring. It's been the same debate for 2.5 years, largely. I mean, the details have shifted in terms of the timeline, right? So originally, it's the kneeling thing is fresh. Oh, is it okay to kneel during the anthem? Now we're on the black ball, and then we have the collusion case, and now the collusion case gets settled. Big story came out yesterday. NFLPA issue statements after 2 o'clock on a Friday. Kaepernick's attorneys issue their little statement as well. NFLPA settled the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid collusion cases. Reid was suing the league as well, but still plays in the NFL. Just signed a 3-year deal with the Panthers. The NFLPA statement says, "We continuously support Colin and Eric from the start of their protests, participated with their lawyers throughout their legal proceedings, and were prepared to participate in the upcoming trial in pursuit of both truth and justice for what we believe the NFL and its clubs did to them. We are glad that Eric has earned a job and a contract, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well." So that's a statement. But I mentioned I haven't brought up yet because, again, it's an old topic. Nobody's opinion has changed on this over 2.5 years in which we've been discussing it. And also, I mean, I heard you people with the Trump stuff. You're just not mature enough to handle it, to handle the reasoned, intelligent debate that I am bringing to the airwaves. But I do have to get to this. I mentioned it in trending all afternoon, this Mike Freeman Bleacher Report story. He says sources tell him that Kaepernick received between $60 and $80 million as a settlement. That's a lot of money, but not crazy. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk breaks it down, and he writes in a blog post about this. Lawsuits and arbitrations arising from employment issues routinely include a declaration that the former employee will not apply for employment with the company and will not accept an offer of employment with the company in the future. This term preemptively blocks an effort by a disgruntled former employee to take a settlement and then show up seeking a job at some point down the road, arguing that a failure to employ the person constitutes retaliation for the prior legal claim and settlement of it. So with that in mind, well, let's see. Kaepernick in his early 30s, he's 31 now, so he was booted out of the league when he was 29. He's lost, if you were to keep playing football, which he would have if this didn't happen, we all agree, probably lost between $60 and $80 million, right, in earnings. So that's a settlement, between $60 and $80 million. And if he, especially if there's some sort of stipulation, which Florio and others have surmised could be in there, that he can't work in the NFL again, well, then that makes even more sense, that he's lost between $60 and $80 million of earnings, and that's what the settlement is for. So with that information in mind, with that background information in mind, the figure isn't as jarring, at least to me, as it was when I first saw it. And why the NFL settle? I mean, this is obvious. This is a win for Kaepernick. It proves he's right. There was some sort of collusion against him in the NFL. The NFL, if it thought it could win this case, would have taken it to trial. And don't give me they want to avoid bad publicity. Since when has the NFL opted to ever avoid bad publicity if they thought they could win? Right. I mean, look at Tom Brady and Deflategate and how long that thing dragged out in the courts. Look at these concussion lawsuits and settlements with NFL players and how the NFL is fighting them tooth and nail, not including funding for CTE. Give me a worse look than that. Players' brains get mangled playing professional football. You lie about the connection between football and head trauma. And then the players sue because they're decrepit and they're broke and they can't function and they have no money to spend. And their lives have been destroyed partially to your negligence for not informing them of the dangers of playing pro football. And then you don't pay them, or you don't want to pay them. You don't want to pay them as much as they request. Give me a worse optics than that. So don't tell me the NFL thought it had a good case here against Kaepernick, but didn't want to go to trial because it didn't want it in the news every day. No, that has not stopped the NFL in the past. I don't think it would have stopped him here. The reason is there was, I think, quite clearly some sort of evidence of collusion, whether that's sloppy texts and emails between owners, memos from the league office. I mean, all this stuff from last year, all the meetings they had about Kaepernick and the kneeling issue, Bob McNair, we can't let the inmates run the asylum. I mean, you really think that Jerry Jones sending off emails in the wee hours of the morning to his fellow owners or to league officials, you think the NFL wants stuff like that out there? I mean, these guys are pretty sloppy in their communication. I mean, if they're saying this kind of stuff at league meetings, formal professional settings, I can only imagine the kind of stuff that is in Jerry Jones's email inbox in the wee hours of the morning. I mean, I can only imagine the kind of damning and potentially, in this case, incriminating stuff that could be in there. So
did what?
Right. So when the San Francisco Chronicle's Scott Ostler reports yesterday, early on in the lawsuit, I was hearing from sources that if the case ever went to trial, there were pieces of evidence that would be, quote, very embarrassing to the league. Yeah, I totally believe that. I totally believe that. LeBron James spoke about Kaepernick today, speaking with the NBA press, saying, I stand with Cap. I kneel with Cap. I'm happy to see the news that he won his suit. I hope it's for a hell of a lot of money. And just overall, I guess the last word on Kaepernick, if you will, is history will judge him so well. I mean, let's try to ignore all the noise that's gone around this for the last 2+ years. And let's just look at the crux of the situation. Colin Kaepernick lost his job as a quarterback in the NFL because he kneeled during the national anthem to protest police brutality and racial injustice. Guys beat their girlfriends, guys beat their wives, guys get pulled over and arrested for DUI, guys commit all sorts of violent crimes and get welcomed back to the league. Kareem Hunt, 3 physical altercations that we know of in a year span, including a domestic violence incident recorded on hotel cameras, and the Browns sign him less than 3 months after that video is released to the public. And Colin Kaepernick, unemployed 2+ years because he knelt during the national anthem to protest racial injustice and unfair police practices. That's awful. In a league with 32 billionaire white owners, or largely 32 billionaire white owners, kept him out, didn't give him another job. You have John Mara, who employed Josh Brown, a domestic abuser several times over, an admitted abuser several times over, I should say. You have John Mara saying the feedback we got on Kaepernick was worse than anything else, and as a result, we couldn't sign him. I'm like, really? Really? You're going to go public with that kind of statement? So history will judge Kaepernick remarkably well. This lawsuit shows that he had a great case. He had a great case. And I also don't think it's coincidental that the same day the settlement news comes out, we have these anonymous reports, the Associated Press, about how Kaepernick asked for north of $20 million per year to play in the AAF Football League. Like, there you go once again. Just dig that knife in a little bit more. Yeah, see, he doesn't want to play football. He wanted $20 million to play in the AAF. Well, I mean, Colin Kaepernick is a professional caliber starting quarterback. He probably said, like, number one, I don't even know if that's true. But if it is, why would Kaepernick want to play in the AAF league, a minor league? It's like me. If I unfairly got booted off these great airwaves and I got an offer to return to college radio, I wouldn't do that. Are you kidding me? I'm on here Saturday afternoon with you. I've reached the pinnacle. I wouldn't do that. It's like Kaepernick has no obligation to play minor league football. So there's my take on that. Chris and Whitman, what do you say here?
Hello?
You're on the air, Chris. What's going on?
All right, I want to talk about Dewey Evans.
Oh. Your car said Kaepernick. I'm disappointed. Dewey. What about Dewey?
Dewey's number.
24. Are we retiring it or what?
Are we?
I don't know. We had a caller suggest that's why David Price changed his number.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't think they're retiring his number. No, I wouldn't do it. I have a strict number retiring policy.
What is it?
You have to be Hall of Famer. I know the Red Sox have broke that, but I like the old policy. The toughest requirements.
Huh. Yeah. So you would retire Harold Baines' number?
Yes. For the Red Sox, yes, I would. Yes, I would. I would absolutely, yeah. Do you have a thought on Kaepernick, Chris? I'm curious to hear your Kaepernick thoughts, even though you said you wanted to talk retired numbers. Seems like you'd have a good take. Thought? Yeah.
Kaepernick?
Yes.
He's junk.
Yeah. There you go. He's junk. We were ahead there, Bridget. It was close. We quit while we were ahead there with Chris and Whitman. He's junk. Yes. No, history will reflect kindly on Kaepernick. Dewey Evans, I mean, that's a borderline. He's a borderline Hall of Famer, Dewey Evans. I don't know. I could go either way on that one. But I don't know. David Price said it himself. Number 10 for X, because X is the Roman numeral of 10. But yeah, that's Kaepernick. I mean, where do we go next with him? I don't know. If he's the next question, of course, is there that agreement in there that Florio and others have referenced, where is Kaepernick prohibited from finding employment in the NFL after this? It makes sense in conjunction with the reported large settlement figure, because that could be all his future career earnings. But then also, why would the NFLPA in its statement say we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity? If the NFL, you would assume the NFLPA would know what is and is not in Colin Kaepernick's settlement agreement. So that's an interesting line. But I mean, I don't think Kaepernick plays again because, and never mind the divisive, he's just been out of the league for 2+ years, and owners and teams and coaches have put him in the rear view, and it's a shame. Last year, Johnny Manziel was working out. Teams went to see him, including the Patriots, and they don't touch Kaepernick. But as I said, this is a guy who, given all the stuff that goes on in the league, and I know the pig socks and the Cuba Fidel Castro shirts, and I get it, he went over the top too far. Shockingly, I have sympathy with somebody who goes over the top and is too far. And also, though, is that a legitimate reason to keep him out of the NFL because he said nice things about Cuba's literacy rate, or he wore a stupid pair of socks? Yeah, pig socks, mock police, that's bad. But is that a reason to keep him out of the NFL? I mean, come on. Let's not be silly here. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Alex Reamer Show.
We had maybe one of the worst calls in recent history last segment about Kaepernick, and there are quite a few competitors today. Let's try to have a good one here to end on. Rick is in Maine on Colin Kaepernick. Hi, Rick.
Reamer, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
I love you, man. You know, I got a brief on those morning shows, and you handle yourself very capably.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, man. Our bleeding hearts have to sit together.
We do. We do.
So my question is, I feel like, you know, everyone's kind of accepting the fact that the NFL is guilty and they're going down for this, but I also feel like Kaepernick's really not taking a lot of grief for, in effect, selling out. I mean, if he was really for this cause, wouldn't he see this through to the end? I mean, is it all about the money? Or the Nike thing says sometimes you have to give up everything.
Right.
He's nailing all the way to the bank, I feel like.
True, but why can't he take the settlement money and still promote his work? And now he has way more money to do that.
Well, but yeah, right, but if you'd seen it through, then everything would have come out and the NFL would have been exposed for the colluders and corrupt organization that it is.
But is that really the point, though, Rick? Or is the point to spread a message of social justice, etc., which now he can do with, let's say, $60 million to his name?
Sure. And if he continues to do that, then that's certainly an honorable goal. But I feel like by taking a settlement, I feel like he's just taking the money and not. I mean, if he uses that to forward his agenda, that's great. But I don't know that he's going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're up against it, Rick. Thanks. Much better call to end on. Thank you very much. He said he agreed with me, and he got on the air. What are the odds of that? But it is an interesting point that Rick brings up. I know some have said that, like, it's like the Players Coalition guys. Malcolm Jenkins took the NFL's money too. Got some criticism from Eric Reed, ironically. And others, but, you know, what's the point? You know, Rick says that would have exposed the NFL trial, have all these texts and emails and documents released, and that is true, but is that really the point that Kaepernick is bent on making, exposing the NFL to be horrible? Like, we already know that. Or is it to spread the message of social justice, anti-police brutality, anti-racism in policing, etc., anti-bias in policing, law enforcement? And now Kaepernick, if he sticks to his message, has reportedly between $60 and $80 million extra dollars to do that, thanks to the settlement with the NFL. So we'll see what he does. To this point, he has put his money where his mouth is. He's donated over $1 million to community organizations. And the Nike thing, I don't think disqualifies him or makes it like he sold out. Like, yeah, while he was blackballed from the NFL and could no longer be a professional quarterback, he kept his relationship with Nike and decided to be the face of their latest Just Do It campaign. So I don't see an issue in Kaepernick doing that either. It's like not everyone's Gandhi. You know, not everyone is Gandhi surviving on just a grain of rice per day. Some get paid. And if you have an opportunity to get, as again, the report says, between $60 and $80 million, why not? I have no issues with that whatsoever. So as I mentioned earlier this hour, some contentious callers, but Bridget, you did an admirable job fighting through it. Thank you very much. And we have a special Sunday coming up here on WEEI. It is a special edition of Mutt and Callahan tomorrow morning, live from JetBlue Park. You don't want to miss that. I am out of here. Enjoy the rest of your evening, folks. See ya.
Really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.